All right, welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out Five Reasons YouTube before floor, an hour before every game. Post up 5 hours as soon as the game ends. Make sure you hit that subscribe button because we have plenty of content on just about everything in South Florida sports and beyond on the channel. You want to make sure you know when it is. FiveReasonsSports.com, F-I-V-E. ReasonsSports.com. That's where you go for no paywall content, including the latest takeaways from Brady Hawk and others. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friends over at Signs Broward. You got to check them out. If you need a sign, indoor or outdoor, they do both. Okay. They also do the repair and the maintenance on them. If you're here in Broward County, you know them because you've seen their signs all over, whether it's Las Olas Boulevard, Federal Highway, or out west. They do the interior office signage as well. So you may not have seen that until you got in the building, but they also do the custom flags and banners. They do everything, the business window graphics as well. So check them out at signsbrowardfortlauderdale.com. That's signsbrowardfortlauderdale.com. The phone number is 954-791-8685, 954-791-8685. Again, it's signsbrowardfortlauderdale.com. And check them out on Instagram that same way. Again, Signs Broward, Fort Lauderdale, because you can see all of the great work that they do as soon as it goes up. So again, 954-791-8685. Make sure you mention Five Reasons. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne. Yay.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick or at Five Reasons Sports. And what we're going to talk about tonight is something Brady and I got into a little bit when I was up in Philadelphia. I'm back now. But it's this idea that we've been waiting all season on the Heat's so-called Big Four to get together, okay? And that is three starters, obviously, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, and Kyle Lowry, and then the sixth man of the year, Tyler Hero. And for the four of them to finally play together for an extended period of time. And for one reason or another, Tyler's had some minor stuff, but obviously Kyle Lowry's been dealing with some personal issues where he's left the team twice. Jimmy Butler has had injuries throughout the season. Bam Adebayo was out with a hand injury for several weeks, almost 8 weeks. And so we really haven't seen it for an extended period, but there has been this assumption, Alex, that it would look great when we did, that this team would just take off when all of them were together. And look, to be fair, the record when they're all together, even after last night, is 14-5. So it's not bad. Okay. It's still pretty good, but we saw specific things that were problematic last night. And it wasn't just the fact that Tyler Hero was getting hunted. This group was on the floor at the end of the game. They couldn't close out a Sixers team without James Harden and without Joel Embiid. So I'll just ask you, the 19 games we've seen, before we get into what they need to look like, the 19 games that we've seen so far, how have they looked to you?
I think they could definitely look better. And maybe that's an easy thing for me to say from the outside. But I think when you kind of theorize these four players, it's like, okay, those are four guys you can really depend on to make plays for themselves and for each other. You know, they're all good at different things. And I think, like, you know, the problem is getting them all to do it at the same time. Last night you had three guys going. Tyler was way off. And not that that's the, you know, the way for them to win, because we know that they don't necessarily need the scoring to come from their top four guys. It's not necessarily how the Heat function. They're all about kind of getting everybody involved. But I don't know. Like, I just think there are some better results that I think we're waiting for there. Like, I was kind of looking up the lineup data right now when those four guys play together, and it's a negative 6.51 net rating with a 97.34 offensive rating. So that's only in 87 minutes, which is not a lot, but that's per PBP stats. And it just kind of matches up with what we've been talking about, their kind of offensive clunkiness. And maybe a lot of that data is noisy because a lot of it kind of comes in crunch time. But even with that, they're going to be relying on this lineup in the playoffs. I think we all know that. It's kind of like not a secret at all. Excuse me. And I think, you know, it's going to keep happening unless things change, right? Like I just think they keep running into the same mistakes offensively, where they resort back to the one-on-one stuff, kind of the pace going down and things getting stagnant, and it keeps happening. Before it was with Jimmy, then it happens with Tyler. I don't know. Like, they have not figured out the stagnant offense with this lineup in fourth quarters. I don't think last night was necessarily a big deal, because I think it was more about effort and them not really being there all the way, and kind of, you know, I was going to say something that I forgot I shouldn't curse on here, but just doing a lot of stuff that they shouldn't be doing, right? So I'm less worried about last night in general and more like, okay, this lineup is not the death lineup that everybody thought it was going to be. How do they adjust from here?
I mean, that's an interesting way to put it, because there are ways to adjust that are completely different from each other. There are scheme adjustments that you can make. There's also rotation adjustments where you could put the four of them out there with a different fifth person. Yesterday it was Caleb Martin instead of PJ Tucker, who's looked a little worn down lately.
One amendment to that, sorry to interrupt, but the PJ, when you add PJ into the lineup data that I'm talking about, they're actually, I believe it was a plus six. Mm-hmm. So the five of them together, it actually works out. So that's relevant to what you're talking about there. So it's worked out with PJ. Okay. But yeah.
But he didn't go to it last night. And that was, you know, the question that Anthony Chang and I asked PJ at shoot around, and PJ still doesn't want to sit, doesn't believe in sitting. I think if Spoelstra forced him to sit, he would, but that was kind of a, you know, a partial, I'm not benching, but I mean, he made a decision not to play him late last night and to go with the athleticism of Martin. Martin made a couple of threes. Tucker hasn't been making his threes. So there is a way to maybe get different kinds of space, particularly if PJ is not being guarded at all. And Caleb, from an athletic standpoint, has to be, at least on his cuts, that I think you can make an adjustment there. But ultimately, these four are going to be on the floor at the end. And that's, you know, that's the thing. They're not on the floor at the beginning, although they may be in the playoffs also. We haven't ruled out the possibility that Spoelstra has Hero in his back pocket, possibly to put in for Duncan if Duncan is slumping, even as a starter. But I guess my thing last night was this. Again, you cannot complain about a team that is first in the Eastern Conference with everything they've gone through. 2.5 games up on Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Boston as we speak tonight, okay? You can't complain. And Milwaukee's playing Chicago tonight. You can't complain about any of that. But I think the reason, and this is what I said to Brady last night, I think the reason that other teams don't fear the Heat as a one seed and the media doesn't respect them, I think with the media, it's more, well, they don't have a Durant, they don't have a Giannis, they don't have a LeBron, they don't have that kind of player, right? They don't have an Embiid. But I think for other teams, I think if you looked at the Heat, you'd be like, okay, when they have been whole this year, they've actually looked worse than they've looked when a part has been out. Like, Kyle Lowry looked his best this season when Jimmy was out, when other guys were out, okay? And he was carrying that group with a lot of, you know, sort of the former two ways and the minimum contracts, okay? Bam has looked best, has had his best moments where there's been nobody else to turn to on the floor. You know, Jimmy is a little bit of a different situation, but he's been so in and out all year. And of course, Hero has looked his best when he's had to carry that second unit. So it's, I think on paper, you would say, okay, their game should fit. You know, Kyle is a natural point guard. He's setting guys up. Tyler can play with or without the ball in his hands. You know, Bam is a guy who doesn't need the ball to be effective, although you want him to be more aggressive. And Jimmy can isolate on some mismatches and can get to the rim. You would say those four guys would fit, especially if you put a shooter out there with them in the fifth spot. But they have not looked overwhelming, Alex. And I think that is why other teams look at this team as vulnerable.
I think that's fair. And I don't know that is why other teams are maybe look at the Heat as vulnerable. I tend to lean towards the talent stuff when it comes to that, just because I think that's what I think people think wins in the playoffs. And that's historically what wins. But when it comes to the Heat, like, man, it's just hard to figure out. Like, I think this lineup, when you look at it, it's not just one shooter. It's two. When you look at Kyle, the thing is the willingness to shoot. Like, we don't usually see the Kyle Lowry that we saw last night when it comes to willing to shoot the pull-up three whenever it was there for him, knowing that the guy is going to drop back. I just think, like, they have a lot of options there, and they've had a messy time trying to figure it all out.
Like, for it's a lot of what we've seen with Jimmy is stuff that we've seen in the past, but then they kind of lean in towards, Jimmy, go ahead and do everything. But then we saw flashes of them giving responsibility to Bam in certain fourth quarters, but that was only a couple of times here and there. They've given Tyler plenty of reps in fourth quarters, and he's obviously their most varied scorer. But all these guys, like, have different things they're good at, different things they're not good at on offense. And I think, like, all of it kind of comes down to movement. And when all of that stops and their defense is not playing at the highest of levels, they're not turning guys over, it gets stagnant quickly. Like, I think when that defense is not playing at the highest of levels and they're not getting those stops, not just because of Tyler, but last night, a lot of it was on Tyler at the end. Like, he was the guy that was getting hunted. Then I think it stands out more. You know, when the defense isn't playing up to the level that they're supposed to, all the offensive struggles not only stand out more, but get worse.
And defensively, like we say, when one guy is getting hunted, this should not be as big of an issue when we talk about the fact that the fifth guy that they've been putting in with them has typically been a defensive guy, whether it's Tucker or it's Martin. It's not like they're usually throwing Robinson out with that group late.
They were leaving Tyler on an island last night, though. They were late with the help.
They were. And I felt bad that Tyler got the brunt of it. And I feel like that's why Spoelstra went overboard by calling Tyler one of their best individual defenders this year, because I think you can say that Tyler's been an improved individual defender. And Brady and I discussed that last night. I think that's fair. But on a team that has these three guys we're talking about, plus Caleb Martin, plus the potential of Oladipo coming back, plus, you cannot say Tyler Herro is one of their best individual defenders. You can say he's become a competent individual defender. You can say he's not a guy that's been hunted consistently this season like he was in past years. But I think that was a stretch. And I think part of the reason that Spoelstra stretched that way was because he knew it wasn't just on Tyler last night. And that there were others who didn't do what they were supposed to do. And that is what I'm going to pivot to here in the second part. And I do want to introduce another sponsor, but what I want to get to is kind of where they go from here, because it does still feel like they're all feeling each other out. And I do think that is the type of thing that if it costs them a game or two, you know, maybe even a home game in a playoff series down the stretch, that we're going to be talking about this team ending up being a disappointment and they were a regular season team. When the reality is we thought before the year that they were built for the playoffs. I do want to tell you about another sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. It's our friends over at U-Brake Wheel Fix. You can check them out in North Miami. We talk here about culture. U-Brake Wheel Fix is the wheel repair, refinish, and custom wheel specialist offering the big three of all your car wheel needs with over 20 years of experience. U-Brake Wheel Fix repairs damaged wheels from curb rash, cracks, or bends, all under one roof with in-house powder coating, CNC machining, and polishing. They also offer new custom wheels and tires with your favorite brands such as Vossen, Fuel Off-Road, and others. And they also offer no credit check financing up to $5,000 for a new set of wheels. Fast turnaround times on all repairs, and they provide loaner wheels in many cases. U-Brake Wheel Fix is your total automotive wheel solution, located in North Miami, right off of Biscayne Bay Boulevard and Northeast 146th Street. So it's in the Miami Shores area. Check out their great work all across social media, from Instagram to Facebook, U-Brake Wheel Fix, or online at ubrakewheelfix.com. Or you can call them, reach out to Mark and Company. Make sure you mention Five Reasons for a discount, 305-748-0112. That's U-Brake Wheel Fix, changing the way that you see wheels. So, okay. We talked before the season that this would be the closing group with likely PJ Tucker. And again, we talked about this group as being something that had a little bit of everything. And I do think watching a team every day that we get focused on their weaknesses instead of their strengths. This team obviously has enough strengths that they put themselves in this position and they're 14-5. But let's compare them to the other groups in the East, not the single player thing that we've been doing, but to the fits of some of the top groups in the league. Okay. We have seen Milwaukee win a championship with Giannis, Holiday, and Middleton. It wasn't perfect, and Brooke is the fourth, right? It wasn't perfect all the way along, but it became pretty damn close during the playoffs. We obviously know that Kyrie and Kevin can play together, okay? Now, who joins them, we don't know. If Simmons is going to be there or not. Philadelphia, Harden, and Embiid, they can't seem to get on the court enough, but what they do is they draw a bunch of fouls when they're together. Tobias Harris has had trouble finding his way as the third guy with them. Tyrese Maxey, though, has played really well off of James Harden. Chicago, DeRozan, LaVine has fit better than we anticipated, I think, although Vucevic has struggled at times this year to kind of to kind of mesh with them. And you look at Boston, there's been all this chatter about Jalen and Jason, and it can't work and it can't work and it can't work. And over the past 2 months, it's worked great. So you tell me, not one player, because we focused on one player here, but these combinations, do they look on paper that they fit better than Miami's, and which ones?
That's actually a good question. Like, right off the bat, I could say the Celtics are not one that I would say fits better than the Heat just by looking at it. Like, and I was talking about this with Giancarlo Navas from Heat Beat recently, saying like even with all my concerns about like going through, because we were talking through like a potential Celtics playoff matchup and how interesting it will be. Everything came down to was like, well, I don't really trust their half court offense either. And not that it's all on Tatum and Brown, but like they're the best creators that they have. And although like Smart has gotten a lot of usage and he's kind of been their point guard this season, and it's gotten Jaylen Brown to not have to create so much, which was a smart move by Udoka. I just think that is one where like their whole group there offensively is, I would say it's probably clunkier than the Heat's. Like they haven't necessarily been good at fourth quarters either. And they don't have the shooters that the Heat have. Like, just to be clear, the Heat, I think, are still number one in 3-point percentage in the league and are still a very good shooting team overall. So I just think, you know, not to take for granted some of the stuff that the Heat have going for them, even with all the fit stuff. The Bucks, I think, is the one that stands out to me as the one that stands out. I mean, that, sir, Jesus. Stand out to me as the one that fits the best, because maybe it's a recency bias thing. They just won the title together, but all of those guys are kind of similar when it comes to they're all about playing both ends of the floor at all times. I think Middleton needs a guy like Giannis. I think Giannis needs a guy like Middleton. Drew needs those guys. And I think they all play well together. They're all kind of in their right roles, where if one of them doesn't play well on a certain night, they can still win without it, because they're traditionally really good defense, not necessarily this season. But it's a good question, because there's not one of these that necessarily stands out to me. Like, Kyrie and KD are the most talented and probably the most dangerous two-man group out of those. But I guess the Bucks is the best fit there, because I know that they're going to give you, when they're all healthy, elite offense and very good defense.
I think it is Milwaukee, and I think we kind of knew it at the time. You know, the only question was, I thought, really, whether Drew would shoot the ball well enough, you know, to offset Giannis a little bit. But now that Giannis has become,
remember all those bad games he had, bad shooting games in the finals, and they ended up winning.
They won anyway because he did everything else. I think that's the reason, is because those three guys are such two-way players that you're able to, if one of them's having an off night, the others can compensate, and then Giannis is overwhelming. The Heat don't have anybody who's overwhelming. And so I do think it's them. I think that the Kyrie-Kevin fit has been solid enough that it really doesn't matter who the third is, but I just don't know that they're going to defend and rebound well enough for it to matter. And Philadelphia, again, with Harden and Embiid, it's going to look awful, but there are going to be some games that they just take over because of pure skill. But Tobias looks lost with the two of them. Okay. And so it's really, you're relying more on Maxie.
Maxie's their third at this point, to be honest. I think I'm so much more impressed by him than Tobias Harris. Like, he looks like somebody who I'm like, okay, I could pay this guy a lot of money and feel good about it. Whereas like Tobias, he's like giving you 13 points every game. He's supposed to be an offensive player.
And he's basically a max guy, which is a whole nother story. All right. So I got one more question for you. We're going to do it here after the break, but I'm with you that it's Milwaukee. And that's why I still think that the Bucks are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. And I think they have been all year. And I think Miami has the best chance to challenge them, but I think Miami's got to figure this out. So I got one question for you after the break. Before we do, I want to talk about one more sponsor here of the Five Reasons Sports Network, and it's prizepicks.com. You got to use the code 5, FIVE. This is our official fantasy partner. You can play 2, 3, 4, 5 players together. You can play across different sports, different teams. Of course, we do an NBA show called Prize Picks on 5 on the YouTube channel, where we tell you who to pick before every Heat game. You can play points, rebounds, blocks, overall fantasy points. You can go over or under on 3-pointers made. They got everything on prizepicks.com. That is why they're our official fantasy partner. But here's the thing. You got to use the code 5, FIVE, because that code allows you to double your initial deposit. So you put down $100, they'll give you $100 to play with. You don't need to play it all at once. And yes, of course, if they're sponsoring us, they are legal in the state of Florida. So check them out at prizepicks.com. That's prizepicks.com. Use the code F-I-V-E. All right, this is the money question here, okay? Well, there's two money questions, all right? I'm going to ask you one, and then we'll follow with the second one. To make this thing work, because we even saw with LeBron and Chris and Dwayne, there had to be sacrifices, right? Okay, and then there were others who made sacrifices, the Mario Chalmers of the world, the Shane Battiers of the rule, as role players around them. Which of these four guys needs to make the biggest sacrifice to their game for this thing to work better than it's worked so far?
Man. Jimmy, if you're framing the question like that, it's Jimmy. Like, because I'm already one who leans towards, you know, get going with the, you know, really take advantage of the types of guys you have in this team and don't always just lean on Jimmy. I still think he's their best player. I think people are quick to crown others, and I get it because I two seasons ago, I was on this pod questioning whether Bam was the best player or not, and I get it. Like, Bam has only gotten better since then. I still think he's the second best player. It that doesn't even matter to me, right? Like, I think this team getting to the levels they want to go to, it's not necessarily about team hierarchy. It's like I've always said, it's going to be a matchup thing. And I think there's going to be plenty of times where there's going to be like certain teams, you're going to need to be hunting matchups first and foremost. And I think that's going to be so key to this team. And I'm going to sound like, you know, like I'm just going to be repeating myself over and over in the playoffs, because this is the type of team, like we've been talking about this whole pod, who can't just beat you over the head with world-beating talent like a Kevin Durant or a Joel Embiid, where it's like, you know, you got to make the other team adjust to this one guy first and foremost before worrying about the rest of the team. It's about like, well, what is the best matchup you have? How can I, you know, take advantage? How many different ways can I go at you? And that's the thing with the Heat, is how, you know, the variety. And so when they get stuck into one thing, I get annoyed. So personally, I think the answer is Jimmy, because they need more from Bam in bigger moments for sure. And they need to put him in more of those moments. And they put Tyler in plenty of those moments. And I think Kyle is one who's been like in and out of it, kind of like sometimes he's looking to shoot like he was last night, like he was against the Clippers that one time. There's been nights here and there, but most of the time he's looking to get other guys going. And I just think really because of the fact that they haven't played enough time together, they haven't found that balance yet. They've only played together for the most part in crunch time. And that's just kind of a hard thing to do when those are the majority of the reps that you're getting together as a lineup are in crunch time. That's a little tough. That's not like throughout the game. And one thing I wanted to say, just to clear up the lineup data that I was referring to before, the Heat and all the lineups where it's Kyle, Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler, they're four best players in any lineup where they're playing together without PJ Tucker, they're a negative 18.17.
Wow.
And when they play the four of them with PJ, they're a plus 8.63. So, I mean,
so does that tell you then that one of two ways you could go? Does that tell you that they need to get PJ some rest because Milwaukee held his minutes down during the regular season last year after they acquired him, that he was fresh for the playoffs, and they just need to tell PJ, listen, you need to sit, okay? And Spoelstra needs to jump in here in the last 10 days. Or does it tell you that to get that number one seed, they need to play PJ down the stretch here because really they're not in position to close this thing out without him as the fifth guy?
Look, they can still play PJ. There's going to have to be some time to rest him, I think. Like obviously, they're the ones that are there with him. They know what's going on with his body. But just from an outsider's perspective, I think we all saw it with Deadman. And it's just a testament to what PJ has kind of the different versions of this team that he's been that he's fought with throughout this season. It's no matter who's been out, PJ has been in most of the time, right? So I think, and especially with his age, his wear and tear when it comes to being a playoff guy through long playoff runs for the past 2 years, I just think, like, you know, I can't help but figure, you know, you're the one seed, get him some rest. I think you have all this depth that we've been talking about all season. I think they can win games without PJ Tucker. But I was mostly just saying with that lineup data that with all this talk about this, like, you know, all of them not fitting together as well as we might have thought so far, even with all of that, you know, they're just – really damn good when it's that five-man group. And you know, their offensive rating isn't necessarily great, but they just, even with Tyler out there, defensive rating a 97, and not to just base it on all of that, but it's just been like, you know, despite everything, it's still been really good, even with the small sample size.
So again, this may be a nitpick theater that we got into yesterday because of a bad performance down the stretch, but we are trying to get into everything here. So we'll monitor it, obviously. And look, if these four don't work, the bigger question, and this is an episode we'll bring on Greg, is what do you do? Because you've obviously, you're tied into max contracts essentially for three of those players, and you got to give a max extension to a fourth soon. If this core doesn't work together, different decisions are going to be made, because the owner's not going to want to pay luxury tax for a team that goes out in the second round. So they got to figure out how to make this thing work. All right. Thanks to our sponsors. As always, we appreciate them. Signs Broward, of course, You Break, Wheel Fix, prizepicks.com. And we will be back tomorrow. The Heat play Golden State. I apologize. I will be there. I believe Alex will too. So the two of us will come to you from the game. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.